Now the BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Police forces across Europe are hunting a 24-year-old Tunisian man in connection with the Berlin lorry attack. Officials in Germany say Anis Amri could be armed and dangerous. He had been suspected of planning to commit a serious crime before the attack on the Christmas market. An examination of satellite imagery and the forensic investigations of bomb craters has revealed that artillery units in Russia regularly targeted Ukrainian military positions during the early part of the conflict in eastern Ukraine in 2014. The Russian government denies involvement. The Supreme Court in The Gambia will hear President Yahya Jammeh's legal challenge to this month's election result, but not until January, because there are not enough judges. The Chief Justice said new members from Nigeria and Sierra Leone had been appointed, but they weren't in the country. One of Brazil's biggest construction companies, Odebrecht, has admitted in a court in the United States to paying bribes to officials to secure contracts. The company and a Brazilian petrochemical firm, Braskem, have agreed to pay at least $3.5 billion to settle charges of breaching foreign bribery laws. Buses are evacuating the last remaining civilians from the rebel enclave in eastern Aleppo. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it's now brought out all hospital patients and those needing medical care. The authorities in Mexico have identified 13 of the 31 people killed in a series of explosions in the country's biggest fireworks market on Tuesday. The Mexico state prosecutor said some were so badly charred that neither their age nor gender could immediately be determined. The outgoing president of Ghana, John Mahama, has been criticized for making appointments to key public institutions less than 3 weeks before he leaves office. A lawsuit has been filed to stop him giving out any further jobs. BBC News.